The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence.
Already we're Oh, I was going to say we're back. I didn't do the first hour yet, did I? I'm distracted. Steve Alkins is waiting in queue. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettner. And today's date is the 9th day of August, 2018. Okay, I got all that out of the way. Steve Alkins, you needed to speak at me.
Did you thought you did an hour already?
Well, I got distracted. I have this routine that I've been doing for so many years. That, you know, it's automatic. I do this, and I don't even have to think about doing it until something interrupts my train of thought, and then I got to think. And by that time, it's too late.
Sorry I interrupt your train of thought there.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, I figured if this was an unscheduled day, I think today's Thursday. You and I are usually on Monday, and I figured it might have been pretty important if you were calling the show right at the top of the hour. What's up?
Yeah, I just talked to our boy. Just talked to Ron McDonald, and he sounds great. He sounds really good. So he's had some restrictions lifted on him from his cardiologist and his surgeon. So I anticipate shortly, maybe within the next month or so, I think we're going to get Ron back.
Month or so?
Yeah, I'm going to say a month or so. He's still got some more restrictions, but he is making some great progress, and he says that he feels great. things are all looking much better for him. He sounded great talking on the phone, maybe 15, 20 minutes before I called in here.
What about the 5 or 10 minute tease? What did he say about that?
I threw it at him, and he's not ready. Sorry. I know. I think he thinks you're going to last him into more than 5 minutes. He thinks, oh no, John saved 5, and the next thing I'm 10 and 15. Next thing I do a whole show, and wait a minute, how'd that happen? So I don't know.
Has he been working on his book since he's been gone?
No, not at all. He has been doing some work, though, and he didn't go into any detail on that, but he has been working a little bit here and there, and so Pam's allowing him to get back to a little bit of work, which is good. It's challenging. He likes it.
And Pam being his private nurse or his wife?
That's his wife and private nurse.
And private nurse, yeah. All right. Well, Steve, I appreciate that update. I really do. I'm glad to hear he's doing well. Yep. I'll tell you, there's not one thing I can suffer right now, and that's another death of another patriot out there. I'm making this rule now. It's against the law to die. Okay.
Yes.
So you can't die.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Wow.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, John.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's good news. That is good news. The people that missed Ron, I really missed him. You know, I miss Ron McDonald. I miss his take on the law. You know, people having the ability to call into a talk show. Now, we're not lawyers, and we don't pretend to be one on radio. But we do know a little bit about the law, and more specifically about the Constitution, which you can imagine gives you greater insight into the stuff that they call law, policy. God, the administrative state, just administering to us, whether you want to be administered to or not. And most of this stuff, folks, would not pass constitutional muster. That's for sure. We know this. All right. Well, that's good. That's good news. I'm glad Steve came on and told me. I knew it was important. That's why I thought something either good happened or bad happened. Otherwise, you wouldn't be calling into the program. All right. I wanted to do this yesterday, and this guy has bothered me for quite some time. And I don't know if this has raised any eyebrows on you folks out there or not. You know, Dinesh D'Souza, he did this thing on Hillary Clinton. You know, I actually went to the movie theater to watch that. And it was not... The mere fact it was on a big the silver screen, big screen in America, through the very movie outlets that you would think that would not want to run that, were running it. It was in limited distribution, that's for sure, but... it was out there, and people went and saw it. Well, he's back, and the question he asked, can we save America a second time? And his documentary, or docudrama, I don't know what you'd want to call it, is called Death of a Nation. Now, as I said, Dinesh D'Souza comes off as being an intellectual, you know, a thoughtful person. If you ever watch him during an interview, you know, he strikes you as a person that he searches for the right words to say, and they seem sincere, okay? I guess that's the best way to put it. But in case American Renaissance, they did a pretty good piece here, calling in the question, you know, who is Dinesh, who is this guy? In case you haven't heard, there's a new conservative film out. It's titled Death of a Nation. Can we save America a second time? Now, its director and screenwriter is Dinesh D'Souza, this somewhat pompous word-measuring figure who occasionally shows up on Fox to talk in pious tones about conservatism. He is the movie producer who, by his own admission, has done as much as anyone in to shape to almost an ahistorical manner, perceptions about American history and the founding principles that have supposedly guided this country. And in his latest cinematic adventure, he stunningly compares the triumph of America and its values under that great president and martyr, Abraham Lincoln, to the crisis facing President Donald Trump. Like Lincoln, Trump is saving America for the second time. Oh. Okay, you see, yeah, you can start to see the problem forming right now. Now, here's the film's official blurb from D'Souza's website. Not since 1860 have the Democrats so fanatically refused to accept the result of a free election. That year, their target was Lincoln. They smeared him. They went to war to defeat him, and in the end, they assassinated him. Now, the target of Democrats is President Trump and his supporters. The left calls them racist, white supremacist, and fascist. These charges are used to justify driving Trump from office and discrediting the right by any means necessary, but which is the party of the slave plantation, which is the party that invented white supremacy, which is the party that praised fascist dictators and shaped their genocidal policies and was in turn praised by them. Moreover, which is the party of racism today? Is fascism now institutionally embodied on the right or on the left? Now, thus the president who refused all compromise and torpedoed negotiations with Southerners and Confederates, who were, as Dinesh D'Souza assures us, no better than racist and fascist. The president responsible for the most egregious violations of habeas corpus and constitutional liberties in American history. The president who, in effect, unleashed a vicious conflict that took the lives of at least 620,000 Americans and maimed and handicapped for life hundreds of thousands of more. The president who, by military force, radically altered the original American Constitution and set the stage for the growth of a powerful and unchecked government and the emergence of the managerial deep state. That president is D'Souza's model and his analogy for Donald Trump. And Lincoln, that noble opponent of racism, D'Souza omits, Lincoln's contradictory statements on American blacks and his repeated desire that blacks be sent back to Africa. And let me stop and digress here. This is just not somebody's, I don't like Dinesh D'Souza. This is historically accurate, what I'm telling you. I've gone through this article a couple of times, and it's historically accurate. You know, there was a joke out there that Lincoln Tide went on, and he woke up the next morning, and people were thanking him, going, hey, the great emancipator. And he said, what? I freed who? He was not in favor of the blacks in this country, and he wanted to ship them back to Africa. And that is historically accurate. All right. At any rate, so D'Souza omits Lincoln's contradictory statements on American blacks and his repeated desire that blacks be sent back to Africa. And he conveniently fails to cite Lincoln's declaration to the New York Tribune editor, Horace Greeley. You know, go west, young man, Mr. Greeley. August 22, 1862, scarcely 3 months prior to the formal issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps to save this Union. And what I forbear because I do not believe it would help to save the Union. Now, the one very significant fact that becomes clear in his latest cinematic screed is that D'Souza is ignorant of American history, and that he is an ideological and historical fabricator who seeks, in the name of defending his adopted nation, to bend and mishandle its history to fit the preconceived narrative which satisfies his neoconservative taskmasters. For him, history has become a cudgel, a weapon to arm to further the neoconservative agenda of equality and liberal democracy, both against the far left, but also very significantly against the traditional right and traditional conservatism, and then against the Southern conservatives who would dare defend their heritage and their traditions. Now, his narrative is essentially a leftist one, and like other neoconservatives, he partakes of the basic philosophical views of post-communist left, emphasizing politicized constructs of race and gender inequality and democracy, protecting them back to incorporate all of American history. Thus, so it goes, echoing Marxist historians like Eric Foner, the South had slavery, therefore it was a racist society. Racism had to be opposed at all costs and by all means, and that's what Lincoln did. Well, not historically correct. The equation says too much and leaves out too much. Four slave states did not leave the Union, and Lincoln's reasons for attacking the Southern states were far more economic and power-driven than not. When his later appeals to abolitionism, seen by most observers then, as well as by many historians since, as desperate propaganda appeals to war-weary Northerners to gin up the sagging war effort. As noted economist Frank Taussig has detailed in the classic study, Tariff History of the United States, this was in 1967, folks, that edition, tariffs were the chief revenue source for the federal government. The Morrill Tariff more than doubled American tariffs and greatly expanded the list of taxable items. Abraham Lincoln had campaigned vigorously on a platform of strong support for the Morrill Tariff, and that's M-O-R-R-I-L-L, Morrill Tariff, not to be confused with moral. While the South would be paying nearly 80% of the tariffs, most of the revenues would be spent in the North, with the Southern states seceding. Such a loss of revenue would be devastating to the federal treasury and could not be allowed to stand. The real reasons why the North declared war on the South. The South said, we don't want to be a part of this. We don't like what direction you're going. You're creating this federal bureaucracy, this federal command and control over all states. What about states' rights? See, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is the stuff that's never discussed. You get hours and hours and hours of banter, nonsensical political crap, this static, this white noise, constantly, day after day after day, about politics in this country. And what they will never do is historically break down and do true fact-checking. Or, if the facts are in dispute, give you both sides, give you as much information as you can possibly digest or they can give you on the subject, and then you decide. See, you use your own gray matter. You don't depend on them looking at something, coming up with an opinion, and then them asking you, well, what's your opinion on our opinion? I don't give a damn about your opinion. Just give me the facts, okay? Just the facts, ma'am. Now, had to get that out. It's funny what pops into my head. Now, there's another major critique that must be made. Despite D'Souza's claims, it was the Republican Party in 1860 that was, by every measure, the Radical Party. The party intent on destroying the original Constitution and transforming the Union. Not the more conservative, at least at that time, Democrats. D'Souza projects a political genealogy that simply will not stand up to serious historical investigation. The outbreak of war in 1861 did not come about due to Democrats who went to war to defeat Lincoln, as historian William Marvel in his Mr. Lincoln Goes to War, his 2006 book, relates. The conflict must be laid squarely at the door of the Lincoln administration. It was Lincoln, however, who finally eschewed diplomacy and sparked a confrontation. He backed himself into a corner from which he could escape only by mobilizing a national army and thereby fanning the flames of Fort Sumter into full-scale conflagration. Thus, it was the intransigence of Lincoln administration that literally provoked the war. Now, even D'Souza supposedly hated Marxists, recognized that Lincoln and his actions furthered their program and ideals. In 1864, Karl Marx sent Lincoln a famous address from his working man's group, in which he declared that victory for the North would be a turning point for 19th century politics, an affirmation of free labor, and a defeat for the most reactionary capitalist who depended on slavery and racial oppression. That is one more critical step in the projected Marxist historical dialect, or dialectic, if you prefer. The American ambassador in London, Charles Francis Adams, responded and thanked them for their support and expressed his conviction that the defeat of the rebellion would indeed be a victory for the cause of humanity everywhere. Now, like his supposed enemies over on the farther left, Dinesh D'Souza employs the same faulty historical template. And even if his arguments appear at times attractive and useful to conservatives, the end result is certain. You do not triumph historically or argumentatively using the same essential propositions, albeit less outrageous, as your opponent. Once you accept his grounds for debate, the battle, the war, it's over. Fini. So, the question on Dinesh D'Souza, that writer says, no, stay away from this cinematic fraud. Like tasty ice cream infected with poisonous venom, it might taste good at first, but the poison is sure to work its effect. What do I have on my screen here? Then why is it on my screen? See, if you refresh on your side, it wipes that out over here. And don't you dare blame it on my operating system. What? You don't... Is this a conspiracy going on? And you're never sitting in here. Then what the hell are you talking about? You put on my screen that I had Steve Elkins on Skype. Yeah, I know. I talked to him at the start of the hour. I just looked at my screen 17 and a half seconds ago, and he was still there. So when I mentioned it to you, you just deleted it from your side, looked back, and says, what the hell are you talking about? Is this Screw John Statmiller Day? Is this a conspiracy? Do I have to check under every rock? Call Dinesh D'Souza on that. I think he's a traitor. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And folks, I'd kind of like to get your opinion on this one, because I'm seeing rhetoric just flying fast and furious. The Donald Trump has suggested that he pull the FCC license for the stations that he doesn't agree with. Now, I'm not here to defend CNN or MSNBC or ABC, CBS, or anybody else. I know the problem with them. I know who's running the show. That's not quite the point, but I'm seeing a lot of rhetoric. Well, thank you. I'm seeing a lot of rhetoric being spread around, and I don't know that it's this good. Now, Chuck Baldwin, which, in my opinion, he was in many instances wise in his own eyes and prudent in his own sight. You know, who was he listening to? Was he listening to the voice in his head? Or was he defending what he thought he believed in and what he knew? And there's nothing wrong with that, folks, except that when you put blind faith into something, you have a tendency to shut your eyes, your ears, and your heart, and shut down your mind. Okay? Now, I would really like your opinion on this one, because I'm not liking the way this is sounding. The inference is that Donald Trump, well, hell, it's not an inference. He comes right out and says it. That Donald Trump was handpicked. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump was handpicked. Didn't matter who won. It would bring civil war in this country. Now, I have a little bit different take on this. That it was actually the general population, the guy or the gal from Cincinnatus, Ohio, or wherever, that knew the problems that they were facing every day. And here come a guy with a funny hairdo and a brashness and a boldness about him that was speaking the words that they wanted to hear from the next Republican president of the United States. Now, is Donald Trump the classic Republican? Hell no, he's not. Is he got some the other party in him? Yeah, I guess he does. But he has a sense of what he believes to be right and wrong, and he's trying to rectify it. The only problem is that I think he's operating as a chief executive officer in a company that he owns, and his word is the final arbiter, and there's no check and balance. Having said all of that, America's burgeoning civil war. Make no mistake about it, America is already engaged in its second civil war. The decades-old left-right conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican paradigm that had, before Donald Trump's election, almost evaporated is back with a vengeance. In fact, it has turned into a full-fledged war, and it doesn't matter to a Tinker's Dam which side wins this war. Constitutional government and natural rights of man are the losers. Now take your pick, Maxine Waters or Donald Trump, Sean Hannity or Chris Matthews. Both sides are destroying the principles of federalism, constitutionalism, and the natural law. For all intents and purposes, these principles are already dead. The American experiment in republicanism is over. From now on, it's the survival of the strongest. Might makes right. Logic, reason, sensible debate are buried in the dustbin of history. America has entered the next dark age. And sadly, there are hardly any Reformation preachers left in America to lead the nation into the light of liberty. And he makes a reference here to Alex Jones, Ron Paul's Institute for Peace and Prosperity Executive Director, Daniel McAdams, and Antiwar.com Editor, Director Scott Horton from their outlets. Silicon Valley, complete with its poster establishments, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, etc., 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 have proven themselves to be nothing more but Nazi-esque. And see, I'll give them a little bit more time. Anybody that knows the good chaplain up there, do me a favor, email him Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told, will you? Because I would have preferred Stalin-esque censors, hell-bent on destroying public dissent. As Ron Paul rightly noted, in an empire of lies, the truth is treason. Unless conservatives whine about being the big bad victims of this discussion, the Trumpites are as bad as the Clintonites. Neither group cares a flip about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or natural law. All either side wants is the power to have things done their way. Freedom and liberty be damned. Now, I think that's an overreach there, but you be the arbiter of that one. A recent survey has discovered that nearly half of the Republicans want to give President Trump the power to shut down whatever media outlet he chooses, according to the Daily Beast. And who runs the Daily Beast there, Mikey? It's not a good group of people. We'll find out during the break. Freedom of the press may be guaranteed in the Constitution, the Daily Beast writes. I'll give you more on what they have said about this when we get back. He's posing an argument here, and he's putting it before you. I want to hear your response to this.
They came and took it all.
Because I smell something very bad a-coming.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is that Darth Vader's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Anyhow, the Daily Beast writes, freedom of the press may be guaranteed in the Constitution, but the plurality of Republicans want to give President Trump the authority to close down certain news outlets. According to a new public opinion survey conducted by Ipsos, I-P-S-O-S, and provide exclusively to the Daily Beast. The findings present a sobering picture of the Fourth Estate, with respondents showing diminished trust in the media and, and increased support for punitive measures against its members. They also illustrate the extent to which Trump's anti-press drumbeat has shaped public opinion about the role the media plays in covering his administration. All told, 43% of self-identified Republicans said that they believed the president should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior. Only 36% disagreed with that statement. Now, if you remember yesterday, folks, and I did not plan on going down that path, But after playing at the top of the hour, an interview with the leaders of tomorrow with their feet on the steps of Columbia University, couldn't even name more than three of the tenets of the First Amendment to the Constitution. And I have repeatedly said this, and folks, just check me here, okay? I have been all over the public administration of the school system coming out of Washington, D.C. How they have, as Charlotte Isserby rightly put it, the dumbing down of America. And it's no accident, nobody in the mainstream will ever look at the planks of the Communist Manifesto and do a comparative study of what's going on in America today, is guess what? One of those 10 planks was the control of schools by the government for transmission of propaganda. Now, when you think about that, you think, okay, well, what have they been propagandizing our children with? Well, initially, it was not what they were propagandizing with them with. It was what they were not teaching them. You know, the ability for critical thinking. The ability to learn how to think. Not what to think, but learn how to think. And then later on, that's when the social agendas crept in. The gay, lesbian, bisexual, whatever twisted thing that you... You know, up to and including out in California, them suggesting that, hey, we should encourage children to have sex. What's wrong with you people? It's natural. Wow. So you can see this morphing. So does it have to take unconstitutional measures to correct something like this? Well, the left wanted Alex Jones gone, didn't they? And Donald Trump wants the left gone. He doesn't want to be bothered with them. But it's kind of interesting, the dynamic that's going on here, because they're both sides are asking for the same thing. Are they not? What I'm firmly for is, you know, more public debates, unchecked, not moderated, not guided, not sidelined or derailed. But just have public debates that let's bring up the people that are supporting the left, the ardent supporters of the left, and let's, from a constitutional basis, which they couldn't do, no more than the Republicans could. You see the dilemma here, at any rate. He goes on to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting ugly fast, and I think that's exactly what the power elite had in mind when they handed the victory to Donald Trump in 2016. Now, I kind of disagree with that, but for the sake of the story and his thoughts, they knew Trump would incite a civil war. In fact, they intended that Trump would incite a civil war. Now, I don't think, well, let me just continue here. This is not to put all the blame on Trump, not at all. The left is just as culpable. Both sides are playing the game, wittingly or unwittingly, as scripted by the game makers. Donald Trump's rhetoric is as vitriolic as Maxine Waters, and Maxine Waters' rhetoric is as vitriolic as Donald Trump's. Neither side knows how to reason. Neither side knows even a smidgen about the Constitution or natural law, much less decency and decorum. You know, if you're going to do a hard mere thing here that, okay, Maxine Waters versus Donald Trump, I'm not sure that that's the correct analogy. He goes on to say, we're watching junkyard dogs have at each other. The problem is that both packs of dogs are chewing up the bones of liberty and the constitutional government in the process. And he says, let me tell you folks straight out, Donald Trump is as much a usurper of constitutional government as Maxine Waters. The only difference is the brand of tyranny that you prefer. Ah, now we get down to the heart of the matter. Both Trump and Waters act like there's only two sides to this argument. They act like the whole country is divided between the fascists of the right and the socialists of the left. Not true. There are millions of Americans from a variety of backgrounds, theologies, and philosophies that are sick and tired of both sides. Count me as one of them. Doesn't matter that everyone agrees with me or you. What matters is that everyone respects the Constitution and Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, God's natural law, and is willing to grant to others the same natural and civil rights as we assume for ourselves. I don't like the term civil rights. As I said, he's coming along. I don't know if I've got enough life left to know that he's getting it right. Such a perspective is totally lost on both Donald Trump and Maxine Waters and their ilk, and the result is a burgeoning civil war. Now, let me stop and digress here for a second, because I don't think that the Donald Trump supporters are anarchists or somebody that wants to start a war. What they're sick and tired of is being hopeless, jobless, dictated to, living in the police state. I don't think that the people that voted Donald Trump in are the ilk that don't give a damn about the Constitution. Now, what is apparent in this society today, folks, is the lack of understanding of our form of government by everybody. Now that, I will posit for your consideration, just as that video that I played yesterday that set me off. I mean, it just set me off yesterday. I had no intention of going down that path. But I've been saying this for a number of years. It is the school system and what they're not teaching. Now, is it totally the school system's fault? No. How many times did you hear me admonish people, you know, you parents, quit sending your children off to this public school system as a convenient place to park your kid on a regular basis so you know what you can do and you have to pick them up and get a sitter or whatever the case may be. In other words, you're kind of using them as a babysitter. If the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, the parents are both still in the home, they've got to both go out and get a job to make ends meet. Now, having said all of that, you know, it's... the problem here is just more than these stated issues. It's a little bit more complicated. But when you break this down, I've asked people, pay attention to what your school system is teaching your kids, or more importantly, what they're not teaching them. And when it comes down to it, just don't blame it all on the school. These are your children. You're the parents of these children. What role have you been taking in their education? Have you sat down with your kids to talk about your school and what they're teaching you? Do they talk about the Constitution? They talk about rights and liberties? Where do you think they come from? Those kind of discussions? Well, obviously not. The majority of them haven't, because look what's running around the streets. People that claim to be conservatives or Republicans or people that claim to be Democrats or snowflakes or whatever the hell they are don't even know the Constitution. They don't know the tenets of the Constitution. They just don't know them, because why? They're not being taught. And there are groups of people out there that wish the Constitution was never written, because it gets in their way of their democracy. And people don't even understand democracy and what that represents. They don't understand it. And we are, folks, I'm sorry to say this, but here's the bad news. The Constitutional Republic still stands. It's just not being held up. It's being ignored. So the people that claim that they're conservatives or Republicans or they're conservative, whatever they call themselves, are the first ones to look you square in the eye when being interviewed on camera and tell you that this democracy, this great democracy, no. Democracy is its own form of mobocracy. 51%, as long as politicians can convince the voters, you got the right to vote on this issue. 51% of you say, yes, it's going to be that way, and no to the other 49%. And have you noticed something? This is very fascinating. A lot of the issues, the people, the polls are indicating that the country is just about split down the middle, 50-50. Split on what? Debating over what? Angry over what? The government that they're all denying that we should have? The constitutionally limited republic? Yeah, we got a problem here. And it's starting to manifest itself. It's in plain view than anybody that has the wisdom to look at it for what it is. But here's the problem. Where is the wisdom? Where is the education? Where is the basis of people's knowledge in this country about this government? Obviously, the people on the steps of Columbia University don't know their golf balls from a hole in the ground. And one of them was going to school to be a constitutional attorney. Wow. He's going to step right in the administrative state, get a job, and he's going to administer, and he's going to defend, or he's going to prosecute, he's going to do whatever. But he doesn't even know what government we have. So what choices do you make with a career path? What is your knowledge base? How are you going to use it? Or in many cases with attorneys and the court systems, how are they going to abuse it? Yeah. No matter, he says, who would have won the election in 2016, the result would have been the same. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were groomed to take America into a civil war. Well, he says, make no mistake about it. The game makers who control both Trump and Clinton couldn't care less about the left-right feud taking place on Main Street. It is the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and God's natural law that are targeted for destruction, and neither Donald Trump nor Maxine Waters seem to have any regard, respect, or reverence for any of those sacred principles. Both gun owners and members of the black community have justifiable complaints. The Second Amendment has been in the crosshairs of would-be tyrants for years, and so has the Fourth Amendment in predominantly minority communities. The left is wrong to dismiss the attacks on the Second Amendment liberties of gun owners, and the right is wrong to dismiss the attacks on the Fourth Amendment liberties of blacks and other minorities. Yeah, it's not as cut and dry as that, but I'll digress. I'm telling you, both sides have equal justification for complaint. Right-wingers are justified in complaining about the tyrannical tendencies of the FBI, ATF, and the BLM, and the left-wingers are justified in complaining about the tyrannical tendencies of local police departments and the sheriff's offices. Federal police agencies have been targeting right-wing groups for decades without justification. This targeting has been done solely on the basis of political bias and propaganda from left-wing hate groups, such as the Southern Poverty Law Center. In truth, the FBI and the SPLC have been political bed partners for almost forever. And the conservative ranchers, gun owners, business owners, etc. have every right in the world to be incensed about it. By the same token, people with the black community have every right to be angry at the way they have been abused and misused by local police agencies and prosecutors' offices. On this subject, I totally support the efforts of Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders to overhaul the bail system in America's criminal justice system. I don't know how the hell we got from that to this, but we're here. Upwards of 70% of the people behind bars are there being convicted of a crime. They are mostly poor people, of which a majority are black, who cannot afford bail. And so they sit behind bars waiting for trial while the wealthy walk the streets free as a bird for the same or even more serious offense. The only difference is one person has money and the other who doesn't. That's not justice. Don't tell me we need bigger jails. All that does is feed the police state and further tax the taxpayers. What we need is more justice in the justice system. The bail system is a dinosaur that needs to be fossilized. Okay. Yeah. So far, this year, local police departments and sheriff's offices have killed more than 700 people. And about 24% of those victims were not even armed. Furthermore, about 61% of these victims are minorities. One cannot read the news on any given day without reading the stories of policemen killing people, mostly minorities, under extreme questionable circumstance. And almost never are these murderous policemen held accountable or brought to justice for their crimes. Quite frankly, I'm tired of hearing so-called patriot talk about the murder of Lavoie Finicum while completely ignoring the murders of dozens, if not scores, of young black men every year by policemen all over America. The double standard is sickening. All right. This country is coming apart at the seams. And both Donald Trump and Maxine Waters and their toadies are equally culpable. The dichotomy is ubiquitous, except the fact that they're the one thing that both liberals and conservatives and Republicans and Democrats come together on is war. Maxine Waters, to her credit, has consistently voted against America's unconstitutional wars. Oh, God. Mark my words, Donald Trump is in the process of taking America into war against Iran and Syria in the same way that G.W. Bush took America into war against Iraq and Afghanistan. He says, oh, that's right, dual U.S. citizen John Bolton is at the helm spearheading these wars in Trump's administration, just as he was in Bush's administration. And Israel will be the match that Trump and Bolton will use to ignite these wars, in other words, more wars for Israel. And then Trump launches these wars, the vast majority of both Republicans and Democrats in Congress will support them, watch and see. The American people are being played, and the Constitution is being pulverized on both sides of this political charade. And the growing civil war in this country has nothing to do with the principles of liberty or constitutional government, and everything to do with globalist warmongers manipulating the left-right paradigm to destroy whatever vestiges of America's Washington and Jeffersonian principles that yet remain. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I don't know about this.
The American Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By the way, at the end of his diatribe, Mr. Baldwin's diatribe, he said, I again urge readers to obtain the blockbuster new book by Christopher Bolin entitled The War on Terror, The Plot to Rule the Middle East. He says, we're being played, and Bolin's book reveals who the puppet masters are. Strongly urge readers to get Christopher Bolin's book. In any rate, and I'm going to have Chris on prior to our little get-together down in San Antonio. Mark Anderson's also going to be there. I'm going to be there. This is the thing about the USS Liberty as well. Tickets are available, folks. Go to our site. Take a look at it. The banner's right at the top. I would love to see you down there. See, and people that are doing these kind of things, we're not talking about $100 a seat here. $27.50 a ticket. Or you and your group can watch this streamed live for $10. So you can have a room full of people for $10. At any rate, take a look at it on republicbroadcasting.org. This is going to be September 8th, folks. So make note of that. These people need, I was talking to Ron Avery that's putting this on, and I said, this $27.50 and you got 100 tickets or 100 tickets for sale, is that going to cover your costs? He just laughed. He said, oh, no. He said, this is costing me more than $15,000 to put on. So here's a guy willing to run this thing at a loss, not kind of, sort of, or, you know, maybe we'll make, you know, no. This thing was designed, it's going to lose money right from the start. Otherwise, he'd be charging you $75 for a ticket. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to bash the guys putting on the Red Pill Expo, but $700 or $800 a ticket's a little much for most folks, okay? So $27.50 a ticket for this, or you can get the streaming online on the date of the presentation, September 8th, for $10. So, Jim in Ohio. Hello, Jim.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You know, I kind of agree with Chuck on a lot of what he says, except for Donald Trump being no different than Hillary Clinton. I think we still did better with him than Hillary Clinton, but
his contention, they're both the same. Them being Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. Civil war is going to be caused by either one. And I don't see it as such. I see Hillary Clinton's thuggery gang and Bernie Sanders of wanting to usurp the republic. And I'm seeing Donald Trump more in the venue of the republic rather than the anti-Republicans or whatever, however you want to say it.
Yeah, the only thing is Donald Trump is no Ron Paul, and he doesn't ever really talk about the Constitution since the campaign that he when he was campaigning for president. But the thing, I guess, that disappoints me the most with Trump is that he's appointed all these Goldman Sachs insiders to his cabinet, you know, and, you know, these people are not libertarians. They're more of the same, you know, ilk that we've had to put up with all these years. So I'm disappointed that Trump is not what we really need, but he's better than the alternative.
Well, I don't know, Jim. Did you actually believe that Donald Trump, if he's elected as president, is going to whip out the Constitution and go, okay, this is going to be my guidepost? He's, as aptly put, he's an executive in the executive branch in every sense of the word. And he's trying to do his business deals and everything else based on his knowledge of business. That there's a give and take, and both sides need to come out on the deal with something. That's been his philosophy all along. So, you know, people wanted their jobs. They didn't want to be part of the TPP or anything. Hang on one second, if you would, Jim, because you spark some things here. Hang on one second. 800-313-9443, hour two coming up.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.